184. Recipe for a recluse. It is difficult to recount how I ended up this way. It is my recollection that it was the recommendation of my financial advisor that I sell off all my stocks and holdings. Only in this way could I reconcile matters with my creditors. I recoiled in horror on the day that the recession turned into a depression. It caused the stock market to drop to its lowest point in 50 years. My investing was not reckless. As others, I invested strictly according to what my stockbroker recommended. Who would think that this little recession would go so far? After I lost everything, I had to move out of my two-story house in the suburbs. My wife and kids went to live with her parents. I am now living in a dirty little rectangular room downtown. I have a little rectangle for a coffee table and a little rectangle for a bed. I don't dare go out for fear that I will be recognized by one of my creditors. Upon recognition, they may come and take what little I have left. My recreational activities are limited. I have little recreation aside from my books. I went to my niece's piano recital last month in the dark, incognito. I must live as a recluse. I want to reclaim my life. I want to rectify the situation with my creditors. And I want reconciliation with my wife and family. I reckon it will take some time yet. As the country is trying to reconstruct, the unemployed are gradually being recruited by the government for jobs all around the country. But I have not yet been qualified as a recipient of such welfare. I have been a good citizen. I would simply like reciprocal treatment from the government. Perhaps I can get a job on a construction site somewhere, or do farm labor. As for now, I must follow the recipe that has been prescribed to me. I must remain a recluse.